Welcome back, guys. This is week three, and we're going to get right into it. This week, we're going to be talking about accountability. And there's a lot of reasons why I wanted to cover this particular topic. And in actuality, I really feel it's so funny. I was just talking to someone about accountability. And at the end of the day, we really can't hold anyone accountable. Now, what we could do is we could be there with them and encourage and do all the things necessary to be by their side or vice versa, right? But at the end of the day, we have to hold ourselves accountable. We are the only ones that can hold ourselves accountable. No one else can do that for us. And I feel like a lot of times we don't really understand that piece of it, or some of us don't. Maybe, and I didn't understand that as well. I mean, I at some point, sometimes you look at other people and you say, well, this person needs to hold me accountable. But I was never really that person in the first place where someone needed to hold me accountable. I was always wanting to take it to the next level. But think about it. I think everyone at some point has worked for someone and you decided, you know what? I don't want to work for this person anymore. I don't want to work for this company. But I want you to understand that when you work for someone, and I said this many, many times, I've said this maybe for 10, 15, 20 years. And what it is I just feel like working for other people is a life lesson. It actually teaches you structure, foundation, and certain business models, actually, and maybe even the mistakes, maybe even not making the mistake that particular company was making at the end of the day. So what I would say is that if you do work in an environment and you have a job or your career or whatever you call it, I don't want you to look at it as a bad thing. I want you to look at it as actually an accountability presence, or I want you to look at it as something that is going to actually hold you accountable in the long run, because you're going to remember exactly what transpired when you did work for that company. So as you all know, success in a year has now been reduced to success in 12 weeks, because I feel that's really crucial in the success of anyone that's trying to achieve a goal. I feel like you can achieve your goals in 90 days. And you know, the one-year goal that you had set to make six figures possibly could be done in less than 6 months or less than 90 days. And you have to treat your week as if it's a month. And that's what I want you guys to do today. I want you to really hone in on this piece of it. And I was really excited to talk about accountability. So with that being said, guys, look, welcome back again. Topic is on accountability, holding yourself accountable to the things you know you want to do. And look, you really want to have these things and you really want to achieve these particular items as well. But if you haven't done them yet and you've tried and failed, or it was just an experience for you in the past and you had some lack of accountability, the fact that nobody's held you accountable to these things has been one of the main reasons, I think, that you haven't done it. But again, I still feel like you need to hold yourself accountable. Now, remember, I was talking in the beginning and I was saying, if you ever held a job and you worked for someone, at the end of the day, they actually made you do something. Now, whether you wanted to do it or not, that was totally up to you. But they kind of forced you into saying, hey, you know what, you need to make those phone calls. I know I remember having sales teams of, you know, in any industry, but specifically the car industry, let's just use that one. You know, I would say, hey, you guys need to make phone calls. And then that would include me, because I'm never going to tell somebody to do something that I'm not willing to do. And I know you've all heard that before. So what I want you to do is I really want you to hone in on this aspect. And I want you to take some time to really build and listen to this system of accountability so that you can move forward from now and beyond, from the rest for the rest of your lives. And I will help you hold yourself accountable to do the things that you already wanted to do. And now all we're doing is just making sure that we follow through with them. And that's really what my mission here is, to help you follow through. Now, why accountability? What does accountability have to do with success, right? A lot of people want to know. The short answer is everything. It's absolutely everything. I know that if I didn't make 50 calls or 100 calls in one day, that chances are I may have not made an opportunity to build my business or to be able to provide for my family or whatever that may be, you know, whatever it is to you. And if you're being held accountable by a person or multiple people, and there are other people on the line waiting for you, expecting for you to deliver, you are 100 times more likely to get that thing done, right? Than if nobody knows about these intentions whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? And that's really the key. It's like really sharing what it is that you are wanting to do with other people, whether that be in your job, your career, or in your own business, right? If you don't put it out there and if you don't see it visually every day, it's really hard to reach. That's just my opinion. And I think there's some fact to that as well. Now, I want you to think about when you had a deadline at work, or even back to your school days, when there was like a test coming up or there was an assignment due, something was expected of you, right? There was a person or people waiting for you to get that thing done, and you either got it done or you didn't at the end of the day. That's how it works. And if you got it done, you were able to handle it, and you were able to hand it in on time, and you got that mark, right? You got feedback or whatever it was. And if you didn't, then you usually felt a little pain from that. And somebody would always be telling you, you didn't get it done. You failed the test. You failed the exam. You failed the course. Or maybe you lose your job or you get a demotion because you didn't follow through on the things that you were supposed to do at your job. Now, when things are expected of us, we naturally follow through, right? And unfortunately, if we just expect it of ourselves, we tend to let ourselves off the hook a little bit because we're naturally lazy. Our minds want to let us be lazy and our bodies follow suit, right? That happens a lot. It happens to a lot of people. Now, you can instantly boost your accountability. You can bring accountability in your life by announcing your goals, your intentions, your dreams, whatever that is to you, whatever it is that you want to achieve, to your social circle, to as many people as possible in your life. This could be your parents, it could be your kids, your brother, your sister, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, people on Facebook. It could be anybody who follows you, who's a part of your life. And as soon as you intend to them something you want to do, or as soon as you say it's you intend to do something and you tell people, now you've made it a little bit more public, right? Haven't you? You've raised the stakes, guys. That's what the key is. You're raising the stakes. You're putting the pressure on yourself. Not everybody can handle the pressure, right? That's a whole other topic. But because instead of you just saying this thing in your mind of I want to achieve XYZ, now you've actually told other people. And they're looking at you like, okay, let's see if they really do it, right? And now you feel the pressure. You feel like you got to prove everybody wrong or everybody right or whatever the case may be. Now they're actually paying attention, guys. They're paying attention saying, are they actually going to do it? Are they a credible personality or are they a huge flake? Because we know people are saying that. You don't want to be seen as a huge flake. Nobody does. You don't want to let other people down. Well, and the main person you don't want to let down is yourself. That's the whole purpose of this month, guys, or this week, is to start fostering and building a mode of accountability into our lives so that we're not just doing this once to achieve a goal for the sake of achieving a goal, but we're going to start holding ourselves accountable in all areas of life just because it's going to make us happier, I feel, in the long run. And we're going to start by like following through on things more often. And we won't allow ourselves off the hook and we won't allow ourselves to get crazy. Now, here are the action steps that I would like for you to take. I want you to grab a pen, write this down, do whatever you need to do. Just listen to it if you want. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever your learning capabilities or your skills are, and you got to remember, everybody has a way of learning. You know, some people can hear it. Some people have to see it. Some people have to touch it, right? What do we call those individuals? Kinesthetic has to touch it. Visual, right, person, and an audible person. And they're, I think pretty much most of us are probably all of the above, but you probably hone in on just one thing. So here are the action steps. The actions this month are actually quite simple. It's really simple. But the profound effects over the long term will really change your life, guys, for the long run. And I want you to really hone in. Please, just get a pen, piece of paper, listen really, really closely. Now, first of all, we're going to talk about taking some time to think of people who could potentially be someone that can not necessarily hold you accountable, but at least you guys are on the same wavelength. You're headed towards the same goals, right? I don't know, you can call them a partner if you want or whatever you want to do, but at the end of the day, I still don't think anybody needs to hold you accountable, but I want you to tell that person what your plans are. I want you to tell them what your goals are, what you're trying to achieve or what you're planning to achieve over the next 12 weeks, over the next 90 days. What is it that you're going to achieve in the next 90 days? But first, I want you to take this week and talk about what it is that you're going to achieve. Write it down. Now, you're basically going to have to brainstorm now and think about who else in your life is success oriented, is goal oriented, is on the same kind of path as you. Who is somebody you could share this success with? Who can you share the success in 90 days with or 12 weeks? Show them what you're going through, and then do their own goal setting and their own vision setting, and you can become accountable to each other, I guess, if you will, in a way. But at the end of the day, you know, when I say you're accountable to someone else, in actuality, you're being accountable to yourself. That's what I mean by that. So you wanna start thinking about people in your life, like do that for, I don't want you to do that for the first week, and really sit down to think about who would be the best fit for that. Like, do that. I want you to think about that. Do this in this week, think about who would be the best fit for what you're trying to achieve. Now, once you've done that, pick the person and list your reasons for choosing them. You want to make sure that in your mind, you're crystal clear on why this person is the right fit. Now, you might want to look at some of the things they've already achieved. So just do your research, do your due diligence. You might want to look at their high standards of living or some of the things that they do on an ongoing basis that kind of model to you that this is the kind of person I want to be around, right? And I want you to also think about how you can help each other. Yes, this person can hold you accountable and you can hold them accountable, but there's going to be an additional benefit now that you're going to be working together in this process. And it's got to be somebody that agrees to what you're wanting to achieve. And I'm sure there's lots of people out there that would like to hold themselves accountable with someone else, right? Because at the end of the day, again, that's what you're doing. Is you're holding yourself accountable to what you said you were going to achieve. Now, maybe they have some skills that you can leverage or vice versa. Maybe you know some people that can help them in their lives. So look, is it going to be a multi-dimensional process here, right? That's what I want you to think about. Is it going to be like a multi-dimensional process where finally you want to approach them and fill out an accountability agreement, if you will, a partnership agreement? And it could be just a simple document that basically lists how you're going to hold yourself accountable and how you're going to basically use this document or agreement to hold each other accountable. And you can just go, hey, look, this is what you said 90 days ago. Let's see what you've achieved with those with that agreement, right? When you put it down in 90 days from now, what is it that you achieve? And you can check, have your checklist of things, and you cross it off as soon as you know you've reached that goal. Now you might need to have a weekly meeting. It might be phone calls, a Zoom call. It might be things that you're basically going to do as consequences if you don't follow through. Those are things that you want to consider or think about if you don't follow through with the process. Now, if your partner says they're going to do something and they don't, what do you do? What do you agree to hold them like to? What are you going to say to that person and holding them accountable to certain things, right? Now, again, you can't hold them accountable. They have to hold themselves accountable. But again, you can give them some type of push. And I feel like if you make it a friendly competition, I think that that's when both individuals will succeed and at least come close to the ultimate goal if they didn't reach the goals that they're wanting to reach in the time frame that they needed to reach them. It doesn't mean that they won't hit their goal in that 90th day. that, I mean, it doesn't, you can start off slow. I've seen it happen so many times, and you end it with a bang. I've seen that so many times in our industry, or in any industry for that matter. So here's what I want you to think. Sometimes these things can be pretty like drastic, guys. So, and then also sometimes they could be pretty subtle. It just depends on how you choose to work with your partner. And I want you to think about that, like how it can be drastic. You can make it drastic if you want in your agreement, or you can make it subtle. I mean, like I said, it just all depends on you. The key thing is this final point here is that is to sign the document. That's the key. You got to sign that document. Whatever it is that you agree to, I want you to put it on paper. There's been tons of research, tons of studies done on this that show that when you sign your name onto something, instinctively, you are more likely to follow through on it. And we know that. That's facts. Those are facts. 100%, right? And I can dwell on that topic for another 10 minutes, but you get my point. If both of you and your partner sign this agreement, then A, you're both way more likely to actually continue your accountability agreement, right? But B, following through on the things that you choose to hold yourself accountable for. Now, finally, you want to discuss your goals with your accountability partner. Just sit down and talk about what it is that both of you guys want to achieve. And as you talk to each other, you're really convincing yourself that you're going to reach those goals. That's really what it's about, right? It's about accountability to you and convincing yourself that you're actually going to reach those goals. Now, I want you to agree to some deadlines with them. And this happens pretty much every week. That's what I want you to think about doing with this individual. Sometimes people do this multiple times a week. It just depends on what it is that you guys have going or whatever it is you're doing. But just make sure you meet a few times a week, or at least once a week, and have all your ducks in a row. But you really want to open up all of your goals, open up all of your visions, and really share freely with your accountability partner everything that you're trying to do. Not that you're trying. You know what? I hate that word trying. I hate it. I don't want to use the word try. I want to say you're going to do. You're going to make it happen. Because if you try anything, typically you're going to fail. And that's something that I use on people when they're saying, well, you know, I'm going to go down the road. I'm just using that as an example. And I can say, well, you can try to get it. But see, what I did is I just planted that seed that they're probably going to fail. So I want you to think about that whole purpose, or that point of not using specific words when you're delivering a message and or you're talking to yourself or about yourself or building anyone else up or even yourself. Think about like the choice of words that you use on a daily, because believe it or not, you'll see that your personal development will start to enhance dramatically. And I feel like, you know, I'm thinking about like how I process things, and I don't want to get off on a tangent. And I just feel like you don't have to be uber successful to speak to yourself in the proper manner. And I mean, like, don't call yourself bad names. Don't say you're whatever it is that you're saying about you. Say good things about you. Say good things about who you are, the person that you are. That's really, ultimately, I think that's really what you need to be doing. So look. So once that happens, so when you have these open discussions, then you can start agreeing on specific deadlines. And like I said in the previous step, agreeing on consequences if those deadlines aren't met. Like that's really going to be the hardest part, or one of the hardest parts. Now make sure you discuss your goals on an ongoing basis. This entire accountability step can ultimately change your life, because now somebody else is looking at you and they're looking out for your well-being, and also you're looking out for theirs. But more importantly, you gotta know that this has got to be authentic. It's got to be real. It's got to be in your face every day for the next 90 days. It's got to be there visually. You have to see it. Put it in your car. Whatever the goals are, keep them next to you. Read them all the time for 90 days, okay? Because we all know that if you're not working your muscles in every day, if you know what, you're probably not going to lose weight. You're not going to get fit. You're not going to feel good. The same thing works with achieving your goals mentally, right? You're not going to feel good internally. Mentally, you're not going to feel good if you don't do all the things necessary, like working out. And it creates an amazing dynamic and an amazing relationship, and ultimately gets you exactly where you want to be, guys. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to week 4. And we're going to talk about persistence in week 4. That would be next week. Again, tune in. I want you, if you guys want to follow me, you can connect with me on Instagram at Coach TD Wells. You can connect with me in LinkedIn and TD Wells, which is where I'm typically there. And also, you can even go to my website and connect with me if you're needing any type of personal development, training, skills, whatever that may be. If you need any guidance on the financial aspect of building your business, we can provide you with seed money to grow your business or whatever it may be. And the other steps are, is if you know you want to personally build your personal credit and your business credit, we can assist you with that as well. So looking forward to hearing from you guys. Appreciate you listening. You have a great day.